Welcome to this week's pods. This is the... It's only 2 weeks to go, Klaxon. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop, 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 whoop. Just in case you were a little confused, as I was last week when I thought we still had 3 weeks, and that is not an invitation for me to say I will do everybody's childcare on the week leading up to Christmas. I can't, I'm afraid. First, I just want to say a massive thank you to the PTFA who organised what I've heard was an amazing Christmas fair on Saturday. Thank you to everybody who turned up on what was a freezing Saturday. I was gutted I couldn't be there, but am looking forward to breakfast with Santa this Saturday. Bookings are still open for that. They're going to be open till Thursday, so you can book via that link I've shared with you before, and I'll share with you again. So breakfast with Santa can still be booked, and there are two sittings this Saturday. You've had all the details, and you can make the bookings via the app. Remember, that is a family event, so it's not a drop and go. It's a stay together. There are adult food choices too, and it will be a really nice Saturday morning. I am certain of that. Don't forget, it's Christmas dinner day for years 3 and 4 tomorrow. That's Tuesday. They can also come in wearing their Christmas jumpers. If you're in year 5 and 6, you will all need a packed lunch tomorrow. And it's the same on Thursday. So on Thursday, it's year 5, 6 Christmas dinner day, and everybody in year 3 and 4 will need a packed lunch. And years 5 and 6 on Thursday can also come in wearing their Christmas jumpers. I just want to do a massive shout out to Claire and Sue and Tracy in the kitchen. Absolute warriors at the moment, working really, really hard and putting on the most amazing dinners. Today's macaroni cheese gets a good 10 out of 10 for me. It was delicious, as is the lasagna. I'm telling you about all of this. You're not invited, unfortunately, but the lasagna is fantastic. School dinners are well worth it, £2.75 a day. And there's no change in price for the Christmas dinners either. Just make sure your account is in credit in advance of your child's Christmas dinner day, if they so want one. Also, don't forget, next week, it's the Christmas productions. Doors open at 2 p.m. and shows start at 2:15. Year 6 next Monday, year 3 next Tuesday, year 4 next Wednesday, and year 5 next Thursday for those Christmas productions. As I say, doors open 2, kicks off at 2:15. And please remember that you can take your children afterwards, but the infants, if you've got any children in the infants, our friends at the infants, I've rightfully said that you'll have to wait until the end of the school day to do that collection then. Sometimes people ask us about homework, sometimes people don't. Well, you know, we've all got our own thoughts on homework, and, you know, people say to me, oh, you know, can you, you know, get them ready for secondary school? Look, we're never going to get the children ready for secondary school, because the way homework is done at secondary school is completely different to primary school, especially if you've got children of that age, and the intensity of the 2-3 different pieces a night. My son's is now all using Edulink. They use at his school, where all of it needs to be posted. But we do have 3 different things we ask the children to do. So first of all, we've got spelling frame. The teachers set the spellings every single week. I feel it's the easiest way. If you struggle learning spellings, or you struggled as a child learning spellings, using spelling frame is absolutely incredible. If you haven't got a login, go and ask your class teacher, or make sure you've got one. So use spelling frame. Use TT Rockstars. Even if in year 5 and year 6, the more you know your times tables, everything else in maths becomes easier. Trust me. And also, we're asking you to read. Just read a book, 20 minutes, 30 minutes a night. And one night you might want to read a comic. You might want to read an encyclopedia the next night. The night after that, you might want to read that fiction book. So with homework, keep it simple. But spelling frame, TT Rockstars, reading, really doing the real basics. And if those things are done, it makes our lives in school so much easier. Don't forget, tomorrow morning is our monthly SEN coffee morning. Everybody is welcome. 8:30 in my office. It's just a good opportunity to come and have a chat, to share with like-minded people. And I'll get some mince pies for tomorrow because it is Christmas, isn't it? And my office is looking very festive. I would like to point out my decoration I created myself on my table. And if that is not a reason, Mrs. Mitchell's in my office. She's looking for it. It's right in front of you, Mrs. Mitchell. I've made it myself. Come and have a look at my Christmas decoration I personally made, if you don't want to come for any other reason. So tomorrow morning from 8:30 to about 9:30-ish, our SEN coffee morning. So before I go over to Mrs. Nicholson, don't forget we have open classroom next Friday, the 15th of December, our last day of term. Doors filling open at 2:30. Come in when you normally come in. Go and have a look at the amazing work your child has been doing this term, and then you can go and hop off onto the cross Christmas break. And don't forget, we return on Wednesday the 3rd of this January at normal time. So I look forward to seeing you throughout the week. I look forward to it. I'm going to have two Christmas dinners this week. I'm going to be looking like Father Christmas by the end of it. And if you're coming for breakfast with Santa, I will see you Saturday morning because I think I'm on waiting duties. And I'm going to hand you over to Mrs. Nicholson.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mrs. Nicholson here. This week on the podcast, there was an attachment with oracy strands to help your children to formulate their ideas. We're using them in school, so it'd be really helpful if you could just have a look at them to see how we expect children to build up their answers and to create those discussions to be more meaningful. This week's topic is washing your hands after going to the toilet is one of the best ways to stay healthy. Make sure that when your children are answering these questions, they really give the why they believe these things are true, and to see if anyone has any challenges as to whether or not other methods could be used. Thank you.